USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is offering $35 million in grants to 73 organizations across 34 states to house victims of human trafficking.
And I promised that the Justice Department would do everything in our power to stop human trafficking and to help survivors. And today I'm pleased to announce an important step in keeping that promise.
Attorney General Bill Barr also saying the Justice Department will continue to work with law enforcement to stop human trafficking. The White House is keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Isaias. During a briefing, President Trump telling those in the storm's path to stay on alert and follow the guidance of local officials. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power from the storm. The president saying he's been in touch with governors of states that have been affected by the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real.
Get real.
Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
On Tuesday, a Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer are delaying getting money to the American people during the pandemic.
We've gotten a full week of the Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader shutting out all of their own members and refusing to move an inch off of demands that everyone knows are outlandish.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Trump is signing the Great American Outdoors Act, which he calls a truly landmark piece of legislation aimed at preserving the country's majestic national wonders, priceless historic treasures, and national parks.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
The annual New York City Holiday Spectacular will be a lot less spectacular this year. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Officials have announced that the 2020 Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Radio City Rockettes is canceled due to the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. It's the first time since 1933 that the show, that was slated to run from the 6th of November through January 3rd, has been canceled. In addition, MSG Entertainment, which owns Radio City Music Hall and Madison Square Garden, plans to lay off 350 people, or a third of its corporate workforce. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More news can, of course, be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.